Some theme songs seem to stay permanently young. You know it, whether you're 7 or 70. The Mission Impossible theme reverberates in theaters again tomorrow in the 5th big screen installment. And right now, reporter Tim Grieving is going to be our secret agent, taking us into the world of composers who've given this iconic music many lives.
The Mission Impossible theme everyone knows was written in 1966 by a jazz pianist from Argentina. Lalo Schifrin had come to the U.S. a few years earlier with Dizzy Gillespie's band. He just started getting gigs as a film and TV composer when Mission Impossible creator Bruce Geller called and changed his life.
He said to me, "I want you to write a thing that's exciting, promising, but not too heavy. Make some fun out of it. When people go to the kitchen and get a Coca-Cola, I want them to hear the thing and say, oh, this is Mission Impossible."
As iconic as that music has become, it's easy to forget there was another major motif in the show.
While they are going through problems, you know, suspense, tension, I have another thing. It goes like this. That's really the theme of Mission Impossible. Things are really impossible for them. The other one, the one that everybody knows and that became popular, is actually Mission Accomplished. Because by the time, they win. They made it.
Schifrin's main theme heralded the show for all 7 seasons. When director Brian De Palma took the Impossible Missions Force to the big screen 30 years after the TV show's premiere, he wanted to bring the theme along with him. That led to a creative conflict with composer John Williams, who wanted to work with a new theme of his own. So De Palma turned to Danny Elfman, who treated Schifrin's classic tune like an old friend. Hans Zimmer scored the second film in the series, and Michael Giacchino scored part 3 for director J.J. Abrams. Giacchino says he was a little hesitant because Schifrin's music was one of his favorite themes of all time.
They remember calling Lalo and asking him if we could meet for lunch, and that was very nervous. I felt like someone asking a father if I could marry their daughter or something. And he said, just have fun with it.
Giacchino, now a veritable veteran with a string of successful scores, came back for part 4. But the newest film in the Mission Impossible series, Rogue Nation, was composed by a relative newcomer.
It's been such a dream come true to do this kind of music, you know, for a Mission Impossible movie.
Joe Kramer moved to Hollywood from a small town near Albany, New York in 1993 with the dream of being a film composer like his idol, John Williams. He worked as a sound editor for years and wrote some music for TV. He got his first big film assignment in 2000 with The Way of the Gun, directed by his old college friend Christopher McQuarrie. Then, it was back to the trenches of television for another decade, until McQuarrie directed the 2012 thriller Jack Reacher and hired Kramer again. When McQuarrie was tapped to direct the newest Mission Impossible film, Kramer got the chance of a lifetime.
You know, it's that feeling that all of us creative people have, which is that I'm capable of greatness and I just need a chance at the plate. And this was definitely like I was playing on the Yankees now. You know, I was out of the farm league and into the majors.
But Kramer and McQuarrie were still playing with a well-worn ball. And the director says they had to come to terms with that theme.
For Joe and I, it was a very simple course of saying, well, if we're going to do something different from all the other films, let's lean into it. Let's really embrace the theme, and let's embrace the theme going all the way back to the TV show.
McQuarrie says it was Kramer's idea to limit his music to the orchestral palette of 1966, foregoing the synthesizers and electronics that have become so dominant in film scores. But Kramer even went a step further, constructing his entire score around Schifrin's themes.
For me, it was actually a really cool challenge, and so we ended up sort of breaking the theme down into its constituent parts and then rebuilding it in our own image.
Joe and I broke it down measure for measure and had compartmentalized the different beats of the theme song and recognized fully that there were elements of it that are campy and we could avoid it ever becoming a little too heightened.
Composer Joe Kramer says it was nothing but fun to play around with someone else's hit on his first real at-bat in the major leagues.
It's the closest thing I think we have in America to Bond. It's iconic, and the music that Lalo wrote will always be remembered. And so to be associated with that for me was really awesome.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to now try and get that melody out of your head. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.